sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhlaka 31 Ntulikazi 2017 ngo Chris Gande.
Lo ntungamile inkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Into ekhona eyenzakala ebandleni lezanu iyadaniswa njalo ithaqisa igazi ngoba abantu bonke bakubona ukuthi umgabe seluphele akasaboni nokuthi kwenzekani kuzo zonke inxa zonke.
Umkamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uqhubeke ephehla ingxabangxoza lokungezwani kubandla lezanu PF ngempela sonto emhlanganweni awenzele eChinoy.
Amathemba esivumelwano sosizo lwemali amabhanga eBotswana akwakumele ayiboleke abeZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2012 asechabalele.
Abasakhulayo abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship abavela emazweni achiyeneyo aseAfrika okugoqela abeZimbabwe abangamachumi ayisithupha baqala umhlangano wokugqiba izifundo zabo zamaviki ayisithupha.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uqhubeke ebangela ukunyakazela ebandleni lezanu PF ngempela sonto emhlanganweni owenziwe eChinoyi. Umgabe uthe umphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu umnumzana Jonathan Moyo uwetheswa icala lokuchaphaza imali yesikhwama seZimdef ngalacala. Uphinde wathi unobhala webandla lezanu PF obona ukuqoqwa kwenhlelo zebandla umnumzana Sevia Kasukwere laye ngalacala aletheswayo elokufuna ukugenqula umongameli. UKasukwere wayesefuna ukuxotshwa ebandleni ngamalunga ebandla ayemethesa icala lokubumba amakomiti ebandla ngasese. Emhlanganweni lo obulenkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu unkosikazi Mugabe usukumise isikhulumeli sikamongameli umnumzana George Jaramba wamlaya okuyangisayo esithi yena ungumntwana wakhe. Konke lokhu kusenzakala umongameli Mugabe utshengiswe ngabomabonakude ezitshayela obukabhuha. Esethula amazwi akhe umongameli Mugabe osele minyaka engamachumi ayithoba munwemunye lantathu uthe usaqinile njalo kayindawo esithi kulabo abafuna asuke esikhundleni abakhohlwe. Sixoxe lelunga ledalele Central Committee yeZanu PF umnumzana Chinga Dube owake wathwaliswa nzima ngamalunga ebandla lapho eze athi umongameli Mugabe kakhethe ozamelama.
Into ekhona eyenzakala ebandleni lezanu iyadaniswa njalo ithaqisa igazi ngoba abantu bonke bakubona ukuthi umgabe seluphele akasaboni nokuthi kwenzekani kuzo zonke inxa zonke. Kodwa-ke ulokhu esabambelele njalo ethembisa ukuthi uzoqhubeka ebusa noma engasaboni lutho. Uyatsho nokuthi uthi yena odokotela bamhlola izinto zonke zomzimba bathola ukuthi zisasebenza. Yikho-ke uzoqhubeka ebusa. Kodwa-ke kumele sikutsho ukuthi abantu abasebenza naye bayakubona konke lokhu ukusilela kwakhe ngenxa yokuluphala. Abanye bakhona ogoqela nonkosikazi wakhe sebeqalile ukuthi bayasho ukuthi hayi sokumele ukhethe umuntu ozokwelama ungalindi ukuthi kube ngabanye abantu abazokwenza. Ukukhuluma lokhu uGrace ngoba ekubona ukuthi umyeni wakhe selidumele emashumpeni. Kodwa-ke noma kunjalo okungabe kusethusa kakhulu ukuthi lona ibandla lezanu seliqhekezeke phakathi kunabantu abathukuzelane induku emqubeni okuthi noma nini nje bangagadlana. kube kubi. Lokho ke kungenza ukuthi izwe laseZimbabwe ingene esimeni esibucayi esingenza ukuthi lingabisakwazi ukubuseka.
Nxa sikhangela abantu abafana lo Jonathan Moyo labo kaSukuwere, ngeyiphi indima abayidlalayo kumbango lo wesikhundla sikamongameli Mgabe?
Uyababona bona la abafana obabetha amagama. Ngabafana abazaziyo ukuthi basasebancane uma kubhekwa ubudala nokuthi ngokwezikhundla ngobani abangamelama bayazazi ukuthi bakude le ebukhosini bokwelama uMgabe. Kodwa ngokuhlakanipha kwabo basebekubona ukuthi njengoba bengavumelani nalabo abazibona beseduze nenkathi yobukhosi, ngcono bona bazibandakanye basondelelane nalabo abanye abanjengoGrace Mgabe abasondezwa ebukhosini ngomtshato, hhayi yibulunga noma yibudala kwezombusazwe. Yikho-ke besebenzisa lokho, baza kusebenzisa ngezinga eliphezulu okuzokwenza ukuthi abantu abanjengabomnangagwa akathi sebecabanga ukuthi induku sebeyibambile ibaphunyuke baye kwabashayamangqeshane. Kuye ngena umuntu okade enganakanelwa, loyo muntu uzode ngene njalo empumputhe engaboni, abantu abazawa bemlawula bebusa kodwa becathe ngemva kwakhe. Yibo bona labafana uJonathan labo kaSukuwere.
Mayuyu Zulukandaba, siyaxolisa. Lo-ke ngumnumzana George Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Sokusiba sobala ukuba abakugatsha lwezomvikela abasasekeli umongameli Robert Mugabe kudaba lozamelama. Lokhu sekuthiye abanye abathi kungaqhamuka ukulwisana okwesabekayo phakathi kwabakubutho kungaqhubeka kungela sisombululo kudaba lolu. Okwamanje-ke kesizwe umnumzana Chingadube owake wathwaliswa nzima ngamalunga ebandla lapho eze ethi umongameli Mugabe kakhethe ozamelama.
Kambe ngathi njengoba abantu bayizwa konke, akulanto engingayitsho mina ngobangabesengibuse zikudala.
Kodwa kobulawa esigabeni kuhamba njani ebandleni la?
Hhayi, angaboni lito. Indaba zingawuqalisa amakampeni, abantu bazi babonte ukuthi uhamba njani sowuqalisiwe. Angaze beqalisa ukuthi bakhulume nabantu owakhathezile, hhayi usathule.
Kodwa okwenzakalayo ebandleni lingathini ngakho? Libona ungani yikuwakha yini kumbe ilibandla lizathwala nzima kukhetho oluzayo?
Yabona abantu balombono otshiyeneyo. Abanye bangakubona ngenye indlela, nami ngikubona ngenye indlela. Kodwa le kunzima ukuthi utsho, kunzima ukuthi umuntu atsho ukuthi owuyikho yikuphi. Lobo ubona ukuthi into ezinjalo abantu abaziboni ngombono ofana.
Manje labana abasebesithi uxotshwe ebandleni ngembono yakho sekuhamba njani khathesi?
Lokho phela ngabantu la uyabe kwi-idea yakhe, kuyabe kwi-opinion more than anything, not anything serious. Umuntu lalo ulemvume yokukhuluma lokho akufunayo.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Chingadube, ilunga ledale le-Central Committee yebandla le-ZANU-PF, njalo emela isigaba seMakhokhoba edale lephalamende. Ubekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo.
Selichabalele ithemba lesivumelwano sosizo lwemali engangezigidi ezingamachumi ayisikhombisa, i-$70 million, amabhanga akwele Botswana okwakumele ayeboleke abamabhizimusi beZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2012. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
IZimbabwe kanye leBotswana zalobelana isivumelwano sokubolekelana imali engangezigidi ezingamachumi ayisikhombisa ukuze kuvuselelwe inhlangothi zomnotho weZimbabwe ezilokhu zilalamhlanje zidonsa kanzima. Isivumelwano lesi salotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2012 ngesikhathi iZimbabwe iphansi kukarhulumente womanyano, kwabunjwa ngamabandla athi amacele amabili awe-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Washman Ncube, lelikhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai kanye leZANU-PF. Umphathintambo wezemali kusengumnumzana Tendai Biti. Ngaphansi kwalesi sivumelwano amabhanga eBotswana kokumele anceda ukuba ubusiness eZimbabwe uhulumende weBotswana yena abe nguye ozabhadala uma amabusiness bengehluleka ukubuyisela leyo mali. Kodwa amabhanga kukhanya aba madolo nzima engelaqiniso ukuthi kuza kwenzakalani ngemva kokhetho lweZimbabwe lomnyaka ka-2013. Omunye weZimbabwe obona ngezomumo womnotho uthi ukhetho lolu lwaguqula okuningi ngesivumelwano lesi.
Ngo-2013 uhlo sifala ama elections eZimbabwe atshintsha i-makeup of i-government, and I'm sure ukuthi uhulumente weBotswana wakhangela isimo sakhona leso, isimo leso wazibuza ukuthi khona really ngangcono ngime mpitshana ngikhangele ukuthi kwenzakalala, ngoba okokuqala ngangidila le Government of National Unity le isongela umi-finance minister engamaziyo.
Uqhubekele njalo ethi kungena kohlobo lwemali yama-bond notes kwenza amathemba amancane ayisele ahle achabalala.
And then on top of that, Zimbabwe got so le a new surrogate currency. Really, which country would want to offer a line of credit to cross-border trading, where in the country it is a circuit currency which is not recognized by the country in Nigimali.
Ngaphansi kwesivumelwano, abeBotswana labo abafuna ukusungula amabhizimusi kweZimbabwe babezathola usizo, kodwa imithetho efana lokunikeza amandla amaningi awamabhizimusi ezandleni zezwaneni zeZimbabwe owe-Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act awuzange ubakhanye, wabenza banyampa inhliziyo lokungethembi uhulumende walelo lizwe. IZimbabwe kubika kumele ithole usizo lwemali olufika amabhiliyoni amahlanu, i-5 billion, ukuvuselela inhlangothi esithilo zomnotho ukuze yenelise ukudala amathuba omsebenzi. NguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 eSavron kwele Botswana.
Okuhlelo live talk lamhla sixoxa ngokuxokozela kusebandleni lezanu PF osekukhwezelwe ngamazwi kamongameli inkosikazi Grace Mugabe amakhuluma emihlanganweni.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Lebalaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane.
Uhulumende wele Peru ubikwa ephakathi kokuqoqa umhlangano wesiphangiphangi wabaphathi ntambo wabezobudlelwane lamanyamazwe omhlaba bemazweni asemhlubulweni weLatin America ukuze bahlaziye ingxabangxoza esiqhamuke kweleVenezuela ngemva kwevoti yangesonto yokuvumela ukuguqulwa kwesisekelo sombuso.
Ibutho lakweleSomalia limanyene lele Melika libikwa lenelise ukuhlasela indawo ephansi kwabalwa becatsha besimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo. Abeqembu le-Al-Shabaab izolo labulala amalwecatsha ambalwa okugoqela enye yenkokheli u-Ali Mohamed Hussein obelesithunzi sokuba ngusibalukhulu wesigodlo seMogadishu kuleli cele.
Udaba lomntwana ozelwe elegciwane lengculaza kwele South Africa laselinyamalala ngemva kokwelatshwa seluthokozise abanengi. Lumntwana ngowesithathu emhlabeni jikelele ukuba lezibonelo zokunyamalala kwegciwane leli useleminyaka eyisitshiyagalolunye. Leli gciwane licatshe phakathi kwamasotsha akhe omzimba kodwa lingamenzi lutho. UBenedict Nhlapho siphalo ludaba eseJohannesburg.
Lomntwana oseleminyaka esijaka lulunye ezelwe uthole leligciwane kunina ngesikhathi ezalwa ngo-2007. Kuthe nje ngemva kwamavika esijaka lulunye ezelwe waphiwa amaphilisi asetshenziswa ngabalengculaza ama-antiretroviral. Ngemva kwamaviki angamajuma amane inhlolisiso yatshengisa ukuthi akaselalo igciwane lengculaza emzimbeni wakhe. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi odokotela bame kumupha amaphilizi la kanti usephile waze waba leminyaka esishiyagalolunye engaguli njalo igciwane lingatholakali emzimbeni wakhe. Embikweni awethule kwabezindaba, udokotela Ave Violari obona ngenhlelo zokwelatshwa kwabantwana enhlanganisweni ye-Perinal HIV Research Unit eJohannesburg eyiyo ekhokhela inhlolisiso yokwelatshwa kwalomntwana uthi okwamanje basaphakathi kokucubungula ukuze bathole ngempela ukuthi kungabe kuyila maphilisi yini abangele ukunyamalala kwaleli gciwane. Udokotela Violari uthi ihlolisiso itshengisa ukuthi igciwane leli akusikho ukuthi seliphelile du kulomntwana, kodwa liyabonakala licatshe phakathi kwamasotsha omzimba, kodwa alilamandla okuzalana loba ukubangela ukuthi lomntwana agule. Uthi inhlolisiso yabo khathesi ifuna ukubona ukuthi lokho kubangelwe ngamaphilisi kumbe ukuthi lomntwana yena ngemvelo yakhe ulamasotsha omzimba aqinileyo. Uthi ke loba isimo salomntwana singakababi isiqiniseko sokuthi ingculaza iyelapheka ebantwaneni abasanda kuzalwa, lesi sehlakalo sibapha ithemba lokuthi uzagcina utholakala umuthi wokwelapha ingculaza. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Giyane Dube osanda kusungula inhlelo zokuxhasa abatsha empilweni uthi lezi zindaba ezimnandi nxa kukhangelwa ukuhlukumezeka kwabantwana abazalwa belaleli gciwane.
Lezi kuyindaba ezinhle ukuthi sizwe ukuthi isandulela sengculaza ebantwaneni abangonanga lutho, abangazi lutho, batholakale kuyukuthi isimo sabo sesiyisimo esibalungele ukuthi baphile. This is a good news. It's great.
Esinye sizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Dumisanini Leah omqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Phoenix Foundation of Zimbabwe uxwayisa isizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zingathi ngokuzwa lolu daba bese ziyekela amaphilisi njengoba odokotela besitsho ukuthi yinhlolisiso nje engakabi lempumela ebambe ngayo.
Kungaba into enhle nxa kuyukuthi yinto esebenzayo, kodwa abasemaphilisini siyacela beqhubeke besemaphilisini size sibe lento ebambekayo ekhulunywe ngosiyazi ukuthi kahle kahle lo mkhuhlane usulapheka.
Abaningi-ke bancuma ingcitshi zakwele South Africa ngokusebenza gadalala ekudingeni umuthi okelapha ingculaza. Khathesi le South Africa liphakathi kokuhlolisisa umuthi okutholakale ukuthi unciphisa amathuba okuthola igciwane lengculaza ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi amathathu ekhulwini. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Abasakhulayo abayinkulungwane eyodwa abakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship abavela emazweni asezwekazi leAfrika achiyeneyo okugoqela abeZimbabwe abangamachumi ayisithupha bathe gwaqa eWashington DC khonapha eMelika namuhla emhlanganweni omkhulu wokugqiba uhlelo lwabo lwalonyaka. Womhlangano weMandela Washington Fellowship Summit lo uvulwe okusemthethweni ngosaphethe isikhundla sikamphathi ntambo wezemfundo lamasiko kugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe olweState Department umnumzana Mark Taplin. UTaplin utshayele ihlombe abasakhulayo laba ngokugqiba izifundo zabo kumavika isithupha edluleyo esithi ulethemba bazasebenzisa ulwazi abalutholileyo ukuthuthukisa amazwe abo. UTaplin yena othe sowahlala emazweni asezwekazi leAfrika achiyeneyo agoqela eleZimbabwe ukhuthaze njalo abasakhulayo laba ukuthi balandele isibonelo sobukhokeli wobuqotho esabekwa ngowaba ngumongameli wele South Africa owakuqala onsundu umnumzana Nelson Mandela.
When you get home, you're going to have a chance to take what you've learned and pair it with what you already know to build something new.
Lingabuyela emazweni enu kumele lihlanganise elikufundileyo phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship lolwazi elivele lilalo ukuthuthukisa impilo zikaZulu. Kuqakathekile lokhu ngoba umumo kuzwekazi leAfrika uyaguquka ngesiqubu.
Omunye waba kuhlelo lolu umnumzana Frederick Nkiwane utshele iStudio 7 emhlanganweni lo ukuthi kunengi akufundileyo phansi kwalolu hlelo.
Kunamankampani esiwavakatshileyo kuthiwa ama-Fortune 500 adlula 15. I-example ngaba yi-UPS ethwala nje impahla zabantu. Inkampani leyana ine-revenue ye-60 billion. I-60 billion i-GDP yeZimbabwe ingena kafulu kunkampani yona. I-profit yabo i-GDP yeZimbabwe yikho lapho bona khona ukuthi hayi umhlaba lo mkhulu endi asifundile basifundisile ukuthi hayi bakhulu kwenziwa kanjani kunama processes esiwafundileyo one of the best ones esiyifundileyo bayithi Lean Six Sigma where your processes should be 99.99995% accurate.
Umhlangano lo uyaqhubeka kusasa njalo uzagqitshwa ngolwesithathu iziphathamandla zemelika ezigoqela uSenator Chris Coons yena omela isigaba seDelaware kudale leSenate. Umongameli Donald Trump yena ubikwa engasoze abe khona kulumhlangano. Owasungula uhlelo lolu esangumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama wayevame ukuba khona emhlanganweni lo ukuze kwethula amazwi okuvala ekhuthaza njalo abatsha laba ukuthi babe ngabakhokheli abaqotho.
Kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni olwethulwa ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook ukhasi leVOA Ndebele ingcwethi kwezombusazwe womnumzana Bhekilizwe Ndlovu lomnumzana Effort Nkomo okubandla lezanu PF baxoxa ngokuxokozela kubandla lezanu PF. Unkosikazi Grace Mugabe usethwalise nzima iziphathamandla zebandla leli abona ngani ziphikisana labasekela abanjengo mnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere lo mnumzana Professor Jonathan Moyo. Ababili laba kabafuni ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ake sizwe uNdlovu loNkomo bexoxa lolu daba. UNdlovu usungula lingxoxo.
Bengasizakala mpela babe ungangisiza nami ukuthi ngizwisise ukuthi abantu abalokhu bekuzanu bakhangeleleni phambili njengoba ikhanyasha nje indlwe
abantu sikhule okutheneyo abanye sikwaziyo ukuthi nxa kulo hlupho ngekhaya kuba labadala abahlala phansi belulungise yikho esikwaziyo ngesintu sethu. Manje ukuthi sesiyizinto eziningi-ningi asisakwazi ukuthi kulungise kanjani.
I think we lize elihle lelo lithoyo ukuthi lana lisakwazi ukuthi kulungise kanjani. Sinesiphandle ebesivele sikhala ngalokho okwenzakala ebandleni lezanu-PF kusinika ithemba uma laliphakathi seliqala ukugomela lithi nalisakwazi ukuthi kulungise kanjani. Ikakhulu njengoba sibona unkosikazi uGrace kukhanya ngiyo segijima phambili selehlukene ama-overtelen asimela phayana ibutho selimela phayana kulaba faction amabili konke lalokhu ngokubona kwakho bakuNkomo ikusasa ikhona yini lapho ebandleni leli lezanu?
Ya, ikusasa ikhona engikwaziyo ukuthi kulaba abantu nqabe le njongo ngesikhiwa bathi ku-create i-confusion deliberately. Ungaba ne-confusion umuntu uyabe kwazi ukuthi intshukuntshu yokuphuma kuphunywa njani and uyabe selungiseni omnye umuntu uyabe kwazi ngaleyo ndlela. Manje-ke unfortunately abanye bethu iminyaka esiminingi siphakathi kwalindima hhayi asikujwayelanga lokho.
Alikujwayelanga lokho akukaze kwenzakale vele kuzami siyaqala ngathi ukukubona. Yikho-ke mina ngibeke sobala mpela ukuthi thina esiphandle esivele sifisa ukuthi ngabe liyaphumula njengabadala kuyasijabulisa kakhulu ukuthi kwenzakala into entsha engathi size kuthini khona ilizwe silithathe silifake ezandleni zabantu abalungileyo kwamanje.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Bhekilizwe Ndlovu ingcwethi kwezombusazwe obexoxa lomnumzana Effort Nkomo owebandla lezanu PF bebexoxa-ke kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Umqeqeshi weqembu leChickenin uRaman Gumbo uthi sokuyisikhathi sokukhetha indlovu ewele ephokweni kumkhankaso weKasilaga Premier Soccer League. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Imphumela yemidlalo yeviki lethumi lathuba munomunye kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ichiye iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lihlezi phezu kwengalane le miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lesikhombisa ngemva kokuchayela ikwenzele wange nge-4-1 ngesonto. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu le-FC Platinum lona le miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lanhlanu njalo elinqobe le Bantu Rovers nge-1 kanyanga ngomgqibelo. iqembu le-FC Platinum lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu elihlezi endaweni yesithathu ele-Chicken Inn lona elinqobele kulawayo esithi nge-1 kanyanga ngesonto. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Chicken Inn uRaman Kumbo utshele intatheli izindaba zemidlalo ukuba sekuyisikhathi esokuba kucace ukuba yini ethatha indawo engalaneni yemiklomelo njengoba imidlalo isingene kungxenye yesibili ye-season.
I think now we are going down to the finishing line.
Isandla lesibili elemidlalo yisikhathi sokuba kubonakale lapho okuwela khona induku xa. Ukuthola imiklomelo emithathu sokuyinto eqhathekileyo kakhulu kuloba yiliphi iqembu.
Endaweni yesine kuhlezi iqembu leDynamos lona elinqobele triangle nge-2-1 njalo lemiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu. Okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Hawmine lona elibe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 lele-Cholocho. Iqembu le-Black Rhinos lihlezi endaweni yesithupha lilemiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanye. Okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Islanders lona elinqobele eShapane Mine nge-2-0. Ngaphansi kwengalane iqembu le-Cholocho yilo elilokhu lijeke amanye amaqembu lilemiklomelo yisikhombisa, kuthi phezu kwalo kuleqembu le-Bantu Rovers lilemiklomelo yi-9-1 endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka ngaphansi kuleqembu le-Capes United lilemiklomelo li-14, kuthi phezu kwalo kuleqembu le-Wange lilemiklomelo li-10. Iqembu le-Capes United liqhuba nzima selokhu liphelelwe ngumphako womncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika, kodwa lona lidlale imidlalo emilutshwane kulamanye amaqembu njengoba lona lile midlalo eli-12. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ingwenya umathini hamba lendo lwane begqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje bathi bona sizokulungisa konke okuhluphayo, yonke into singabambana sizoyilungisa, kutsho ke indolwane.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela.
Umkamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uqhubeka ephehla ingxabangxoza elizweni la kubandla le-ZANU-PF.
Amathemba esivumelwano sosizo lwemali emabhanga eBotswana asetshabalele.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo.
Lo Chris Gande silithiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.